Morning, and welcome to worship online at Altidore Church for this Sunday, October the 9th, Thanksgiving Sunday. And we are really glad that you are with us. We do wish you could be with us in person today as we have table church and celebrate Thanksgiving together. But we are certainly pleased that you have joined us in whatever way that you can. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, Piikani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is the place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together, we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. And our call to worship for today comes from Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Let us pray. So we do come to worship you this morning. We worship you and we long for it to be acceptable to you. We worship you with reverence and awe. And we worship full of thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. As we celebrate together this morning, touch us, we pray. And help us to be a little bit more like you, Jesus. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, it is table church this morning in our in-person meeting. And there are going to be many things that will happen. One of the things that we will have is a cornucopia on our bulletin board and then various fruit on the table. And I'm going to ask each person to maybe write across on the fruit something that they're very thankful for and put it onto the cornucopia as we savor our blessings together. Now, we being Baptists, we love our potlucks and our food, don't we? And we joke about it, but it truly is a blessing. And sharing a meal together and the fellowship that happens around a table, the laughter, the breaking of the bread, the stories, just the caring that happens, is a gift beyond belief. And it is something that we really should savor. We missed it during COVID, didn't we? Many of us could hardly wait to get back together again. And eating together is something that we really can be thankful for, just eating together itself. It involves all of our senses, and it can be such an amazing experience. In Psalm 23, which we all love, we often say, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Well, we've talked about this before in the Jewish culture. When someone is in somebody else's home and eating at their table, it is the responsibility of the host to provide complete protection for the people that are at his table. And so when we talk about God preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies, it is acknowledging that at that table, God is providing complete protection for us, which gives a whole new meaning to table fellowship and to savoring our blessings at that table. And it's one of the reasons why we do table church at our church, because the richness of the fellowship that happens around the table. And many people say, just being able to look into each other's faces and have conversations is such a blessing for us, isn't it? Now, there are times when it's not always like that, when sins get in the mix and it makes it much harder. Think of some of them, maybe. Greed, pride, lying, gluttony, jealousy, bitterness, angry, envy. This makes the savoring of the blessing so much harder, doesn't it? So, as we enjoy our Thanksgiving at our church today, online together, and in families, let us pray for our fellowship at all tables, here in the church and in our families. And we're going to, in our church service this morning, be offering some popcorn prayers at this point, just things that we are thankful for. We're going to write them down and put them on the bulletin board, yes, but let's pray. God, thanks. Thanks for family. My church. Turkey. Beautiful weather. The amazing colors of fall. Your protection. The list goes on and on, Father, and we are so thankful. You are an amazing God, and you have blessed us with so much. Help us each day to count our many blessings. In your name we pray. Amen. One of the other things that's going to happen this morning that I'm sorry you're going to miss is there's a little skit, just a little one called Fried Rice and Cranberries that a couple people are going to be doing for us. The basics of the skit are this. It is Thanksgiving, and Dad and his son Russ and his daughter Andy sit down at home, and their mother calls them, and they find out that she is not going to be able to fly home today, and she may not get home until the next day, and they are quite upset about this. And, Andy, this takes place in the States, so Andy says, well, how am I going to do my Christmas shopping? And Brother Russ says, well, you can't, because the power's off everywhere. Sounds like PEI, doesn't it? And so you can't even shop. Well, and they're quite upset. And then Brother Russ is upset because the power's been out for so long. They've missed the Thanksgiving parade, and they can't watch football, and Dad blew up the turkey. He put the turkey in the oven to cook and set the timer, and the timer didn't work because it's electric, and he overcooked the turkey. So now it's like, okay, what are we going to have for Thanksgiving dinner? We don't have Mom, we don't have anybody, and what are we going to eat? And so Dad says, well, we're going to eat pork fried rice, emperor's chicken, beef and broccoli, and fortune cookies. And even Mom is shocked at that. And Dad says, well, it's the only place that was open. It was the only place that could get food. And then the daughter's all upset because he also put cranberry jelly on the table, rice and cranberry jelly. And, he says it's just not Thanksgiving without all of that. And Russ, of course, the son, says it's not Thanksgiving at all. Mom's not here. There's no lights, no turkey, no parade, no football. The whole holiday is ruined. And Mom says, have you forgotten what Thanksgiving is all about? Do you realize how blessed you are? And it stops everybody in their tracks. And so she says, I want you all to say one thing you're thankful for. How many times have you rolled your eyes at your parents when they said that? And reluctantly, they say, Russ says, well, I'm thankful Dad didn't burn the house down. And Andy says, I'm thankful I didn't have to endure Dad's quiche because he burned that too. And I'm thankful I have a car and a wonderful family and a boyfriend. And of course, there's some mimicking going back there. And Mom says, "What else are you thankful for?" And Dad says, "I'm thankful to be here with my kids and thankful that my wife is safe and sound even though she's far away. And I'm thankful that hopefully we can eat turkey and pumpkin pie at Christmas instead of Chinese food." And Mom over the phone says, "I'm thankful that I don't have to watch my loving husband eat cranberries and fried rice. It's disgusting." And of course that leads to more bantering back and forth. But it is good for us all to remember, to be thankful for all of God's blessings, she says. And then she reminds her husband, "I will be eternally thankful to you when you clean all the turkey and quiche out of the oven." "Well," says Brother Russ, "cleaning out the oven, that could be more fun to watch than football." And, of course, then they bow their heads and say their thanks to God and eat their fried rice and cranberries. It's a bit of a joke, I know, but it is something that we all struggle with, to give thanks. Even when it's hard, we still need to give thanks. And Psalm 95, verses 1 to 7 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture." And so we do in common. And sometimes it is really hard to be thankful for some things, isn't it? COVID, that's a good example. Serious illnesses, hard relationships, ruined plans like in the skit. But God does want us to be thankful for everything. In Philippians 4, Paul writes, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Or in the Message, it says, same passage, Philippians 4, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle down on you. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." Now, I get that it's way easier to say this than to do it, right? I mean, we heard a little bit in the skit. And one of the ones I always remember is Corrie Ten Boom in her book, The Hiding Place, talked about the fact that there were life in the barracks, in the concentration camp, and that was the last thing that she wanted to give thanks for. Until they realized that because the lights were so bad in the barracks, the guards wouldn't come into the barracks. And so they were free to read scripture together and to pray together and to help other people find Jesus Christ together. I mean, I never would have been able to do that, I don't think, but that's where they got to. I'm sure that was a really, really long, hard process to get to the point where they could say thank you for the lights. And I think they weren't thankful for the lights, but they were thankful for the situation that the lights gave them. It was the same with the Israelites in the desert, wasn't it? Life was not rough, or not easy after they left Egypt. They wandered in a circle in the desert for 40 years. And if you know anything about the desert, it's all sand. And there would have been sand in everything and everywhere. And it would have been super hot during the day and cold at night and all that kind of thing. Life was not easy. And yet God asks them to bring a thank offering to the temple, to the tabernacle. A thank offering They would have had to find some good things to be thankful for. And then there were many. They had food to eat. They weren't living in slavery. When children were born and all those kind of things, but very often they were struggling to find reasons to be thankful. And it's true, we don't have to be thankful for all the bad stuff, but we need to be thankful for the positives we find in the rough situations. And then we need to come before God with a grateful heart. Let's think about COVID for a minute. COVID has been awful, and it's changed our world. It really has. And we're beginning to realize more and more how much it has affected people and children and everybody else. This week at playtime, we noticed these children, most of whom are under the age of 3, have not been socialized because they haven't been able to be. How has that changed? But I am thankful that they have lived through COVID and that we can help to teach them about Jesus Christ, and we can help to teach them how to socialize with others, children and adults. COVID also gave each of us a time to regroup and to think through things and to reprioritize and realize that some of the things we're doing, maybe we need to change. Maybe we need to slow down a little bit. Maybe we need to be spending more time with our families. The earth had time to renew. The hole in the ozone layer is closed in. The animals multiplied. And the earth is refreshed. Many things that we can be thankful for during rough times. Giving thanks in everything, isn't it? By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That's what we do. Waking up this morning, did you say thanks to God for this new day? And then some of us cringed as we got out of bed and it hurt, or we were stiff, or we were still tired, or our throats were sore. But we still say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I live another day and that I can serve you in it. We need to give thanks even when it's hard. I invite you to pray with me this morning, this responsive prayer. Let's pray. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Let's give thanks to God for ballot boxes, newspaper editorials, and open borders, for all the freedoms we enjoy. Let's give thanks to God for diplomats, treaties, and compromises, for peace in a world of war. Let's give thanks to God for police officers, streetlights, and concerned neighbors, for safety from fear and harm. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Let us give thanks to God for the apostles and Paul and Priscilla and St. Francis and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa, and the list goes on. Give thanks for all Christians who ran the race before us. Let's give thanks to God for the scriptures, for creeds and confessions, for the songs and hymns of God's people, for all good things in our heritage of faith. Let's give thanks to God for a good creation, a redeeming Son and a transforming Spirit, for all the benefits of our salvation. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Let's give thanks to God for purple and orange sunsets, bright red flowers, great gray elephants in the vast blackness of space, for all the wonders, God, of your creative mind. Let us give thanks to God for Mozart, Michelangelo, Milton, for pianos and paintbrushes and pencils, for all the wonders of our creative minds made in your image, Lord. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Let's give thanks to God for Thanksgiving turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. For the abundance of food that sustains our bodies. Let us give thanks to God for soft beds, warm fires, familiar chairs, and open windows. For the abundant comfort of our homes. Let us give thanks to God for cars that run, brand new sneakers, and long hot showers. For God's goodness that flows above and beyond our needs. Give thanks to God for all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Let us give thanks to God for aggressive immune systems, for running cross country and for sound sleep, for strength and health for our bodies. Let us give thanks to God for crossword puzzles, learning foreign languages and plain geometry, for healthy, strong minds. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Let us give thanks to God for pesky little brothers, wise grandmothers, favorite uncles, and loving parents, for families that shaped our lives. Let us give thanks to God for surprise phone calls, funny birthday gifts, and long talks late at night, for friends who stick with us as the years go by. Let us give thanks to God for men and women with dark skin and light skin, freckles and curls, pug noses and beards, graceful limbs and ample laps, for all the beautiful diversity of people all over the world who make up one family of God bound together in Christ. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Give thanks to God, all the earth. Praise God's holy name. Amen. Our second scripture comes from the Old Testament, from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We're going to read verses 23 to 25 and then 34 to 36. And again, I'm reading from the New International Version. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you wish that you could be thankful for? I'm not even going to make a list here of anything. All of us have things we would like to be able to say thanks to God for, but we find it hard. For me, one of them is that about a month from now, I know I'm going to be griping about winter, because I hate winter. And I'm not going to be very thankful, and I'm trying to work on that. Finding little things to be thankful for. The beauty of new fallen snow. The late onset of winter, which hopefully will make it shorter. Maybe reminding myself that there is so much amazing things that are going on underneath the snow, etc. What do you wish you could be thankful for? One of the funny things that most people struggle with being thankful for is their hair. Some are bald and wish they had hair. Some have very curly hair that's very difficult to contain and to brush, etc., and wish they could have straight hair. Those that have straight hair wish they didn't have straight hair and could curl it. There's all kinds of things that we wish we could be thankful for, but we're really not. Something I want us to think about this Thanksgiving. What do you wish you could be thankful for? And then we need to ask God to help us be thankful for that. And so I invite you to pause the video right now and spend a little bit of time in prayer, silently we're going to do that here in our at Table Church. Maybe even write it down. God, help me to be thankful for. And so I invite you to pause that now. Welcome back. And our third scripture today comes from the New Testament letter to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. And I'm reading this from the Message. Let the peace of God keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the Message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your life, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Those are powerful, powerful verses, aren't they? Words, actions, putting them together. In community, together, as we do work together, don't go off doing your own thing, it says, and keep in tune with each other. Such a powerful, powerful passage. One of the ways that we can put our words into action, word indeed, as we have talked about, is that as the community of God, we can give. We can give of our tithes and our offerings, our time, our energy, our talents, our wisdom, our prayers. We can worship together and give thanks in action. We can give. It's why it's called give thanks or thanksgiving, because we give. We give. Our special offering for Thanksgiving this year has been twofold, to help provide for the mustard seed, the food bank, and financially, and provide for some food security for our city. And in addition, we are helping to refill the food security funds at Canadian Baptist Ministries so that they can help people all over the world, because there is great, great need post-COVID. We can give and give thankfully. With a grateful heart. There are many things that together we need to be able to give thanks for, because as a community, as well as individuals, we give thanks. What are some of the things that we give thanks for as a congregation today? We give thanks because God is awesome. We give thanks because God has blessed us, His beloved community, in so, so many ways. Because in God we have hope and a future no matter what we go through. Or because God can use these hard times to work in our lives for His good and our good, even when we don't feel it. Because we're free to worship God together in the wonderful community. Because we live in relative peace, and I'm sure that you can name many more, and I encourage you actually to do that. Sometimes it is really hard to see the trees for the forest, but when we get beyond ourselves and we gain perspective, we realize how very much that we have to be thankful for. Psalm 138 says in the Message, thank you. Everything in me says thank you. Angels listen as I sing my thanks. I kneel in worship facing your holy temple and say it again. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Most holy is your name. Most holy is your word. The moment I called out, you stepped in. You made my life large with strength. When they hear what you have to say, God, all the kings will say thank you. They'll sing of what you've done. How great the glory of God. And here's why. God, high above, sees far below. No matter the distance, He knows everything about us. Yes, sometimes it's hard to see the trees for the forest, but when we get beyond ourselves and we gain perspective, we realize how very much we have to be thankful for, especially when we think of the many, many blessings from God that we have. As that psalm just mentioned, some of them, His love, His faithfulness. We can thank Him for salvation and for creation and for our church family and our community of God. So, so many blessings. We have been, indeed, blessed beyond belief. And we have so much to be thankful for. And now, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. We go knowing that His peace and God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with us. Amen.